Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the You Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Fried. It is so good to be back here with you, Jordana.
Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. You know, we every couple of weeks we reconvene to solve the world's dating problems, and this is another one of those weeks.
I know. It's been a while since I've seen you. You've been traveling.
Traveling this great nation of ours. I want to thank the people of La Jolla.
Ooh.
The La Jolla, what a crowd. Sold out 5 shows.
California.
California dreaming,
we
baby.
All, we all got to move to California.
It was really, they live a life. The only problem with their life there is that they can't complain. You're like, I love complaining, as many know from this podcast.
I'm sure they'll find a way.
There's no, I wouldn't take any of their complaints seriously. Like, I kept saying, I was like, what are you going to complain about the traffic while you look at a mountain vista?
Well, they do say that people are happier there, you know.
They seemed it.
They're soft, though.
I'll take being soft.
Right.
To look at the view. I mean, just to look.
Can you imagine being a comedian there?
You can't.
Everyone's like,
there's no
shut
comedians
up.
From
yeah,
there.
Right.
They have nothing to complain about. They can only be like the type of comedian that's like, what's a square? Like they have to like they're the abstract alt comic that tells you their life was horrible, even though they grew up in that fucking scenic oasis. It's just unbelievable.
It's hard to imagine any crime going on there.
Jordana, what's going on here?
What's going on here? Same old. So last night, Mike took your little poll on Instagram.
See, look, at you're already demeaning my poll.
Your little poll.
This podcast is a dating and relationship podcast, and I had a very interesting dating and relationship issue that came. So here's the deal.
It really makes you think about the person you're waking up next to.
Yeah, well, and it makes me think about the people who listen to this show, how delusional they all are.
Okay, including myself.
Including you, because here's what happened. I'll set the stage,
right.
Okay? I'm doing shows in San Diego, La Jolla. Jess, my girlfriend, flew out on Friday because it was my birthday
weekend.
Happy
birthday again.
Thank you.
And out right now. And now at this point, it's been a while.
It's been a minute. We're past happy birthday time. I'm officially a geriatric pregnancy.
Yes.
I've crossed the threshold. I came here with my walker and my old man cardigan, and I am officially old. Okay.
Yes.
So, my birthday was Friday. Jess was going to surprise, not a surprise, but like, you know, meet me there. Her presence is my present. Okay.
Was it?
Absolutely. Nice. I'm very happy she came. We had a blast. It was great to be with her and have my birthday weekend there. And we're by the ocean, as I just said.
Right.
You can't, the land of no complaints. So she flies in. So we made our plane reservation separately. So let me get that part of the story out there. As everyone who listens to this knows.
Okay, so she booked her ticket. You booked your ticket.
Both through Delta, but we're same plane. So she booked going there to Delta, and then we booked the same flight going back.
Okay.
The plane going back from San Diego on Monday was completely pretty much full. Full to the point where she bought a comfort seat knowing that she probably wouldn't even get the upgrade to comfort.
Okay.
Do we understand? We're all on the same page?
She bought a comfort?
So like when she bought the ticket, she bought up.
Okay.
She didn't just get the regular seat.
Oh, and just assume that her Delta medallion gold... Diamond, she,
exactly. Like when I book a flight, I'm a Delta Diamond
so
Medallion.
So you know
member.
You'll get right.
I get
you
bumped
gave her,
up right away.
You shared that with her, correct?
Let's also good point, okay. Jordana. I gave her as part of my Diamond Medallion status. I gave her silver upgrade. Like I gave her automatic. Push her up.
I wonder if that's the kind of thing where like you'd have to put in a prenup that you. That's not no longer a joint asset.
That's the whole. Hold on, that's the beginning of Wedding Crashers.
What was? Oh, the
wedding
points.
They're
the
going
points.
The points.
Yeah, the points.
They're Wedding Crashers. There are these.
Well, this is the status. So it's
so the status. But this is all
right.
You know, within the realms of ownership. You know,
for sure.
So I gift her. So I didn't even. I wasn't even going to bring that up. I'm happy you brought that up.
I like to get the full story.
This is the full story. I gift her the silver status or whatever the status. I think it might gold or whatever. It might be silver. So that bumped her up a little bit. So usually when I book on Delta, I get the immediate bump up to comfort, and then you're put in the line for the first class.
Right.
Okay. So she meets me out in San Diego. We have a blast. I do the shows. They're great. We both knew that the flight coming back on Monday was pretty full. Okay, there was no chance for upgrades for both of us.
Okay.
It said first class is full. So we were also sitting in different rows because she booked it, her and I booked separately.
Okay.
So we're not going to be next to each other. We're both in aisles of Delta Comfort.
Right.
Scene is set.
Okay.
Monday, we even look at each other. We say, ugh, this flight's going to be long. You know, we right. even
it's like a 6-hour flight.
Five, but we because okay. coming back it's a little quicker. But we have resigned ourselves to a day of hard flying.
Okay.
We get to the airport. We go to the Delta lounge. I make sure she can get in with me. Okay. Again, we get to the gate, and I hear an announcement. Gerard Freed, we need you at the desk.
Gerard.
I, you know, when I get to the gate, I'm like a ferret. I'm like, whoop. Like I hear
I've flown with you. I know what it's like.
I'm making sure.
Okay.
All hands on deck. I got to get on the plane, get my thing above my seat. I want to make sure I am on that thing comfy.
Okay.
So I hear Gerard Freed to the front desk. I go, and I look at her. I go, ooh, what? And she goes, you got bumped up. I go, it's not possible. No seats left in first class. I go to the desk. The woman looks at me. She goes, here's your new ticket. I call over Jess. I go, because what I've been doing when we fly together is I call ahead. I say, we're a package team. We both get upgraded or we both don't.
Okay.
Okay? Because the plane got exchanged. They moved it up to a bigger plane.
Okay.
Jess looks at me right away and is like, I guess you're taking it. Like, not happy. And I'm like, well, what do you want me to do?
Well, someone should obviously take it.
Someone needs to sit in this first class seat.
Yeah, of course.
I also did everything in my power to make sure we both were having okay. the same conversations.
Right.
Like, and then she starts getting a little upset with me. And I say, well,
did you offer it to her?
At that point, there's no offer.
What do you mean?
I said, well, let's go on the plane. You know, and I think maybe I didn't say this early enough if I'm going to, you know, take her side.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't right away say halvesies.
Okay.
I didn't right away
say... Halvesies for a 5-hour flight is almost like... That's an empty gesture.
Empty?
You need to switch off or...
Why not?
I don't know. Like, I get it if it was like 16 hours.
2.5 hours each. You get the... Well, then we got on the plane. It wasn't the... We thought it was the regular
You're
first class.
You're already all settled in.
Hold on. It's the Delta One with okay, the live so flat reclining. Seats.
Right.
So you could get 2 hours of lying down, 2 hour nap.
I guess. I kind of feel like once I'm in the seat, I'm in the seat.
I hear
but
you.
But fair enough. Okay.
So we get on the plane. I go with her. First, she says, I'm not boarding with you. You go ahead with your first class people. I was like, no, I'm not going to leave you behind. And I waited out.
Wow. It's like the Titanic
comfort.
Over here.
I know, right? Women and children.
Women and children.
So we then board together. I help her with her bag to put it above the seat. That gesture is not. Really?
So you went in and then you came back.
Came back.
That's tough to do.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. I lift her bag. That gesture was not. It didn't help.
Okay.
She did not take kindly to that. She didn't even assess it. Then I go to the front and I got Delta One lie down seats. And I text her. I said, "Let's switch off." And she said no. And she was angry. So then I put up the poll that said,
"Well, what would her preference have been?"
Well, I don't know. I think not taking the ticket.
I think it's more just like, I don't even think she would want you to do that. It's kind of like she's not really mad. She's disappointed.
What would be
not
the best?
Not even in you. She's disappointed in the situation.
The situation sucks, but on you. Here's the thing. It wasn't plotted. And listen, we have a bad history of this because I've taken right. upgrades before, but I was trying to be better. And then we get to the last possible second. I am not the type that... I come from a family of more, 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 and extra.
Okay.
If someone offers, you take, and then you assess.
Okay.
Okay? Then I'll go, I didn't have any time to even assess the situation. To me, it's, do you want first class or do you want
Joe
Blow?
Obviously, one of you should take the, if you're not even sitting together. No, the not taking it would be crazy.
We already aren't sitting with each other.
Yeah, that's fine. I think you should have offered it to her.
Solution to this?
I don't think she should take it, but I think you should have offered it to her. Anyway, so Mike took your little poll.
Okay.
And he also said he wouldn't give it to me, which I thought was very annoying.
Yeah.
I was like, I wouldn't take it, but like, you should offer. He's like, I've never even flown first class. I'm like, so? I wouldn't take it. You're not understanding the point here.
So you think he should get the first class ticket and go, I want to give it to you immediately. Barely touches his hands. He just hands it to you.
You should take it. You should take it.
And you would go, no, yeah, you take it.
I wouldn't take it.
But you just want the offer.
I want the offer. I want to know that they're like thinking of me, putting me first. I wouldn't actually take it. I would feel terrible taking it. And then I switched it and I was like, what if I was like, let's change the scenario a little bit. Okay. We're flying with our three kids.
Okay.
Okay. You get the offer for the upgrade. He's like, I wouldn't take it. He's like, I'm not going to be like up in first class while my wife and children are...
Goodbye, are family. Here's a lesson in economics.
I'm back there with the... she's back there with the screaming children and you're just chilling in first class.
I told my dad the story this morning.
Okay.
My dad goes, she's lucky you offered the splitsie. He goes, if that was me, I would have gone up to the front and made sure the curtain was closed. He goes, I would have made sure that none of the animals could have came up front to use the bathroom.
Chivalry is dead. Wow.
Here's the other thing. I was so surprised. I put up the poll. The poll was basically right. It was who should get the seat.
Right.
It was, should I not take the seat or should I take it?
Someone should take the seat.
Someone of our party should take it. I got all these responses being like, no, give it to her. Give it to her. And it's like, or they were saying, multiple women.
Okay.
Wrote me, I would, if that were me, I would have, you should have offered it, but if it was the roles reversed, I never would offer it. These women were saying that if they were given the first class, they wouldn't offer it to their husband.
I would offer it.
So if you, let's say the roles are reversed.
Right.
You get the first class. Your first instinct is, here you go, Mike, you take it.
Yeah, I'm a selfless person.
This is crazy.
If he took it, he would be judged, but
accordingly,
I would offer it. It's kind of like, that's the kind of you want to be like in a giving relationship, not a taking relationship.
I noticed that, here's the other thing. The idea of like splitting it was very big amongst people who were in profile pictures with their significant other.
We're a team.
Yes. You know who was again? Who was like, you give it to her. All these people who are alone in their pictures. Give it to her. Yeah. You live in this is the thing. And we're a part of this. We're part of the problem. The whole idea of red flag deal breaker. It's like, no. It's the discussion. It's figuring it out.
Would really leave your wife and kids in coach?
Goodbye, everybody. Say goodbye to daddy.
Where's daddy? He's up there drinking champagne while I'm breastfeeding on the... But it's funny, plane etiquette, really, you really find out who someone is, because we just booked this trip to Greece in August.
Yeah.
And we were talking, we both like the window seat, right? Mm-hmm. And we're telling my brother about this, and he's like, if I'm you and I'm dating for like two, at that point, we'll probably be over about 3 years.
Yeah.
He's like, if I'm you, like, I think it'd be nice to separate.
Yeah, why not?
Like, because we're always fighting over who has to take the middle seat. He's like, why don't you just like get your own seat? And Mike like jumps at this. He's like, that's a great idea. I don't think she would go for it. I'm like, oh, because like I wanna be in the middle seat, just holding your hand for 8 hours.
Sure.
Like, I'll take the window seat. But then I'm like insulted that he's been thinking about
so
this.
So excited.
Like, oh, you're just so excited that someone else has brought this up, and like. Here's his like opening for something he's been thinking about forever.
This is the problem with the plane stuff. It's always related. It's always extrapolated to this other thing. It's never just, hey, we got a first class seat. Let's take it. Let's mathematical. This is math.
Right.
And then this is the problem I have with, you know.
Think about your friend. If your friend got an upgrade, you wouldn't be like, well.
I'd be like, good luck. That's a, you know.
I wouldn't offer it to a friend.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. It's not, it becomes this thing of like, oh, you're a bad person. I mean, if we want to even go farther back, there's the story of the woman reclining her seat and the guy punching the back of it the whole flight. And now it's a debate of like who's right and who's wrong, who's a good person, who's a bad person. Did you see that story?
With the someone, some CEO of the airline said it was like not polite to recline your seat.
Well, she reclined her seat and then this guy behind her just kept punching the back of it.
That happens all the time.
And then she took a video of him punching the back of it. Right. To me, the plane allows you to recline that much.
Yeah, if you shouldn't recline, they shouldn't let the seats recline.
Exactly. And also, if someone's behind you says, hey, do you mind? Then you discuss it out. Like, it doesn't become like...
I don't think
like
you should even have to ask.
I don't think so. But if someone said to me, like, hey, you're recline, like, I'm here with a baby and I'm trying to figure... You know, if they had, like, a reason where I...
guess, purchase a more expensive ticket then, well, or then be comfortable.
Then people were saying that that's the thing. Like, then people were like, well, we should blame the airlines. Like, then don't fly. Then don't fly. Like, you're mad at economics. You're right. Mad at...
Take a cruise.
The unfairness
of
life.
On the cruise.
Take the ocean liner to get from... sail the seven seas to get to wherever you're going. But it became this, like, who's a good person? And it's like, it's really not that. It's you know...
We have to live in... You live in with the rules that you're bound by.
Yeah. It's always made a personal thing. And it's like... I got nothing against Jess, but like, have a nice flight. I gotta go. I can't turn down this warm cookie at the end of the flight.
I think it's fine now. I think you should have offered, but I think if you had kids, you should let her have it.
She takes it.
Yeah.
Well, the kids thing does change things a little bit. I can be like, you're the mom. You're the matriarch. Take some time. Like,
right.
This is your
time. Have some time to yourself.
Take some time to yourself.
I'll ignore the kids back here for you.
Exactly. Let your hair down. I'll be back here not parenting with them.
Right. I just think optically it would be kind of weird for you to be like, oh, like, I am.
Well, here's the... Optically, that word is very relevant to this conversation. Because...
How would you see the whole plane watching you just...
I am done judging my relationship via the lens of a woman's idea of relationships via her friends on Instagram.
Oh, my God. I feel like if I was back in coach with my kids and my husband was in first class and I told anyone that, there would be, like, pitchforks.
Exactly. And it's like, no. Instagram isn't real life. None of these relationships are real. I'm not living my life based on those parameters. I'm done living through the rose-colored tint of an Instagram sepia tone.
It's pretty easy for you to say. It sounds like you're the only one winning out of not living
out of that. Well, I'm saying, like, I wouldn't post on Instagram, look at this animal taking first class. I would go... Yeah, these are the grays of life.
Right. Okay. Well, agree to disagree.
You guys know I'm a huge fan of Skims, and with warmer weather coming up, I recently tried out one of their t-shirts. Skims makes the best basics and foundations, so it's no surprise that it's the best fitting tee I've ever worn. Finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge, whether it's the fit or the quality, but with Skims, they make the most flattering shirts for everyone. Honestly, I love pretty much everything Skims makes, but I really love their t-shirts. They're like form-fitting, and they make my body just look that much smoother. I have the soft, smoothing, seamless t-shirt in Onyx. It has amazing versatility. It is literally a must-have for a spring wardrobe. They're stretchy, they're flattering. You can dress it up or dress it down, and you don't have to worry about compromising style or comfort. I also have the cotton jersey t-shirt in marble, and it's really just changed the game for me. It's taking the regular t-shirt, it's leveling it up. There's no stretched collars or hems, and it literally fits like a dream. Skims t-shirts are made with innovative technology while always keeping style and comfort in mind. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, Skims has something for every fit and every body. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra extra small to 4x. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select you up in the drop down menu that follows. Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores, including Headliners, Ulta, Fenty Beauty, Levi's, Adidas, and so much more. Seriously, the list seems endless. Rakuten is how the in-the-know shoppers get the best savings. They shop the brands they love and earn cash back on top of deals. During Big Give Week, May 6th to May 13th, the cash back rates are even bigger. Personally, I'll be shopping for beauty and apparel. You can save on everything you need for summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. You know I love to find the best deals while I'm shopping. And trust me, Rakuten is the hack to save money while shopping. Rakuten is the most rewarding way to shop and save because members can earn cash back on everything they buy. Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores across every category like beauty, clothing, electronics, travel, and dining. And this week only, you're going to get the best deals ever. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you can get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it.
Let's do some awkward sex.
Yeah.
You ready?
I'm ready.
UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com. First off, thanks for always making me laugh on my Wednesday morning commute. Definitely brightens up my week. You guys have given me a lot of insightful advice for my dating life. I want to share one of the many awkward sex stories. One of my many awkward sex stories with you. Many.
Many.
A few years ago, me and this guy were hooking up, about to have sex, and suddenly he stopped and he said he was only going to be able to come if I gave him a hand job, which I thought was odd. I thought a guy would rather have sex, but whatever. Anyways, I'm giving him the rub down, LOL, and he finished on his face. I completely and unintentionally was aiming his dick right at his face. The cum literally shot out of him like fireworks and landed in the middle of his forehead. I haven't seen this guy, and I don't know how common this is, but I thought it was a hilarious story. I like to call it the cum rocket. What would you guys call this scenario? P.S. Jared, love that you're from Boston. So am I. I miss the UUP show, but we'll be at your Boston show in March. Thank you.
When's your Boston show?
They're already almost sold out. So if you're
good
listening.
Good thing she got her ticket.
Good thing she got her ticket. I am there March 7th. What am I there? March.
Well, it's March 11th right now.
Is it March 11th?
Yes.
Yeah, those tickets are almost gone. March 19th through 21st. Go to jaredfree.com. Jaredfree.com.
If you're lucky enough to have any left.
If you're lucky. What do you call this one?
Bullseye.
The bullseye? The cum shot?
Anything like this ever happened to you?
Here's the thing.
Shot in the dark?
Shot in the dark. what did they call it? You got slimed, like on
Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon slime. Yeah. Gacked.
Have you ever heard of this asking for a hand job to finish? You think it's because he doesn't?
I think we need to stop being so judgmental of how men come.
Okay.
Like women come, they're like. They're like, squeeze my tits, squeeze my ass, and lick on the at the taint for 4 seconds and at a little bit of pressure. And you're like, everyone's like going along. Like none of us
well,
ask.
It's harder for us to get there than you.
Of course. But it's hard for some guys too. Like okay. Some guys, you know, they want the grip of your hand. Whatever it is, I understand it. Like I don't want to be in the position to tell a guy how to get off. But
how
I
to come.
I think it also like some guys like blowjobs, some guys like sex. Like, listen, I'm coming no matter what. So what's funny about this is her description of how erratic cum can be.
Right.
It is. She's right. It's like a firework. It's not like a gun. Cum doesn't go just boo, boo, boo. It's more like. Does that make sense?
Sort of.
So, like, when you whack off, like, sometimes, like, you can whack off and, like, you know, you use a towel or a tissue or whatever.
Okay.
But if there's ever a scenario, like, where you're, like, coming on your partner
okay.
or, like, putting it on their stomach or, like,
yeah.
you know, whatever. There's
it's not
all,
like, right, it's like a straight shot.
No, it's like there's you know, there's stray yeah. bullets everywhere.
Right.
It goes to the right, the left.
Can it be more of a straight shot if the force is there?
It's not like peeing. It's okay. It's very much droplets that are strewn about.
Got it.
Like,
how do you control where it goes when you masturbate?
You don't. You cover the whole thing with the towel.
The whole
thing. That's how. Yeah. Okay. That's. I mean, that's my game.
Right. Okay.
You know, like I'm covering the whole head.
Got it.
Just
the
so
whole
I don't,
room is the in whole, plastic yeah. wrap. Just in case. You
just
never
in,
know.
Encased and it.
Right.
It looks like I'm painting. Yeah.
Okay.
It's because. And they say as you get older, it kind of oozes out.
That makes sense. It's less like potent.
Less
that's probably
potent,
why
less
it's harder to have kids the older you get because it's more
it
like
shoot.
Just like dripping out. Like,
yeah.
We'll see if I find an egg or not.
Yeah. Just it goes from to
right. Then it's just like a melty ice cream.
Yeah. Yeah. And you see that if you ever go what I call the hat trick.
Okay.
It's when you spend a day and you just do three wax sessions in a row.
Okay.
The third one comes
out like a magic show that I want to see.
Yeah, you don't want to be at this magic show. It's sad and it's very disgusting. But sometimes that third whack off, the one that you didn't need,
it's like it doesn't even really want to be here.
No, the cum comes out just like ugh, like it kind of is like that right. Gun with the. It just goes
right. It's like the the first one's like the difference between going out when you're like 19 yes. versus going out when you're 35.
Just yeah, you're just
like, I guess I'll go.
You just kind of walk out,
right?
Yeah, that's how the cum comes out the third time. Yeah, it's but that first one, if you're really shooting a load, mm-hmm. it is. You don't know where that sucker's going.
Does the force increase also? Just like if you haven't done it in a while. So you haven't okay.
The backlog.
So this guy sounds like he had some buildup.
Yeah, it sounds like he was ready to go. I like it's a thing where it's like come a male climax is both a blessing and a curse.
How so?
Because it's so erratic and so messy that it's like, oh my God, what do we even do with this? It's in my forehead, it's in the hair, it's gone that way, right. It's gone this way. Where'd that other piece go? You know, like, you ever find it later?
See the tissues.
See the tissues, but if you find it, like, if a little piece gets off, like, okay. You're like, oh, shit, it was in the couch the whole time. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's a blessing because at least you know when it's over.
Right, there's physical evidence.
Physical evidence. Yeah. So, like, for when, like, I'm going down on a lady.
Right, you kind of have to take her word for it.
Yeah, you could, you know, like, right. You're like, okay, and then I'm coming. That's why, like, the whole, like, lying about your coming, like, for a woman, it's like, I understand why they do it,
mm-hmm.
why your kind is into that, because, like, enough's enough.
Right.
Like, I understand that. I do also understand the idea of, like, don't lie. Because then it ruins you for the rest. Like, you're...
It can. It can sometimes not. I think it's kind of like, let's not judge anyone, you know?
I'm with you. I
see both sides. I see the don't lie side. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, it's deceitful in a way. Or, like, it's not really helping you in the long term. But sometimes you don't really give a shit. And you're kind of like, I'm like done with this experience and I don't feel like having a conversation about it.
Sure.
And it's easier to just like, it's kind of like when someone says your name wrong, right? I could correct you and like
make
it
thing.
Weird, or I'm just going to let you call me by this name, which isn't really accurate.
Yeah. I'm going to just go with it.
Right.
Yeah. I think like that's the blessing and the curse of the female version.
Right.
You know, where it's like,
There's no
right answer, but I do understand, like, a guy also can't know for sure.
Right.
On the other side of it. So it's like when women are like, well, he didn't come, is it me? I understand not taking it personally because you're not getting the fruit from your labor.
Yes. You're not seeing the physical.
You're not seeing the physical thing. On the other side of it, I could understand where a guy would be like, yeah. Like, it's this whole thing of, like, making fun of men where you're like, he thought he made me come. It's like, yeah, well, I don't know what to think. You know, like, right. How would I know?
Well, yeah, sometimes you're kind of, if you're with someone who's very inexperienced, you can kind of be like, oh, that's what he thought, like, it
was
takes.
A good experience, yeah. Red flag deal breaker. If some guy came on his own face by accident,
that's
would you
fine.
Ever, yeah.
I get a little laugh. It's nice.
There's very little in the bedroom as far as, like, towards this part of the experience that would turn me off.
I think that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Has anything ever happened like this to you?
Not like that. I don't think. On the face.
Sometimes.
I have to say, hand jobs are not really a big thing in my repertoire.
Sure. I mean, I've had cum issues.
Okay.
One time I've tried to cum on girl's face. I couldn't do it because I was like, I don't really like this position.
Okay.
I'm in. One time I came and then like an hour later we're like, there it is. Like found it.
It's like lost earring.
Yeah, type of thing. Here that it type is. Of thing. But I've had some cum experiences, but this wouldn't turn me off.
There's no better feeling than spinning around in a salon chair to see your hair looking absolutely perfect. But it feels impossible to come up with that same look at home. Even the best blowout brush won't give you that salon shine. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the shinier, healthier looking hair that I've always wanted. Now I love the way my hair looks and feels. It's like salon fresh hair that starts at the roots. I have the Grow Hair Serum, and I can already tell that it's working. Like, my hair feels healthier. I love that it doesn't make my hair feel oily or sticky. I feel like I'm doing something really healthy for my hair. I also got to try the lash serum and the brow serum. Honestly, my hair has been hard to grow, so I love what Vegamore is doing, and I'm already seeing results. I'm already seeing thicker, faster growing hair. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. For best-looking results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker-looking hair. When I sign up for monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, I save more, and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. Give your hair the power of a little pink bottle with Vegamore. For a limited time, UUP listeners get 20% off their first order by going to vegamore.com/UUP and use code UUP at checkout. That's vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing, up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Get fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. No laundry for you to worry about. And you always have the option to buy what you love, for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code UUP20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code UUP20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code UUP20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Let's do some emails. You ready?
Let's do it.
UUP@Betches.com. UUP@Betches.com. You want to take it?
All right. Hi, Jared and Jarena. Huge fan of the podcast and OG listener. I've rated, reviewed, subscribed, and saw your live show at Town Hall. Your podcast saved my life. Keep doing the Lord's work.
Your life!
Your life. I'm 32-year-old single female living in New York for a year and a half. Ultimately, I'm looking for a long-term relationship, but with the right person. The older I get, the harder I find it is to commit to someone, since the next person I date could be who I end up with. Honestly, my worst fear is getting invested in someone and finding out they are $50,000 in credit card debt. I'm wondering if you have any advice for when and how to tactfully approach finances with a new partner. How far into your respective relationships were you two when you brought up the subject, and how did it go? Any advice would be much appreciated. Sincerely, fiscally responsible bitch.
Have you talked about this?
Have I talked about, like, finances?
With Mike? Have you
I've seen this W-2.
You've seen it?
Yeah, when you apply to an apartment together, you have to hand in, like, those forms.
Okay.
And I also, you also talk about how much money you make to figure out how much money you're going to pay in rent.
Sure.
Yeah.
How did that go?
It went well, because, like, there's no credit card debt or, like, student loans.
Let's say you get into that conversation and he goes, yeah, I got $50,000 in debt. Like, you're already at that point of moving in.
Right. I think I would know about it beforehand. That's something I think you get a sense for how people, especially with something like, if it's like student loan stuff, or like how people's interactions with money are, especially as it relates to like their parents, I think pretty early on in dating.
I think so too. I think like how you relate to dinner checks, it can be extrapolated out.
It's very rare to have someone who's like pretty like generous and thinks about and like and kind of like hands off about money. And then someone who's in all this debt, but I guess that could be the reason for that.
Yeah, there's obviously the outliers,
right?
Where it's like you know, there's also there's sociopaths. Like, I don't like to talk to this person as if everyone's a sociopath. Mm-hmm. Like, as if everyone's this crazy person who goes through life like they're the fire festival guy. Right. Like yeah. The fear is that you start dating the fire festival guy.
You find out too late that...
And he's going to jail, and now you're the woman in the documentary going, we live this great life! Like, that's the fear.
Yeah.
And I understand the fear, but if you're seeing it on a movie, that means it's not normal.
Right. I think it's kind of like... First of all, I think if you're dating someone for more than, like, a couple months, you can be like, so, like, you went to X college. Like, did you have to pay for that? Or, like, did your parents help you out with college? Or did you pay sure. on your own? Like, I had a small loan for college, which I paid back. But,
yeah, but people, yeah. This is, I understand her question, but right. I think she's living in a world where these things are bigger than they become.
I think it's only a big deal if the person has no plan for how to pay it off, because totally. Then you're the plan.
But you're the plan. Right. Ah, I was looking at your shoes look nice. Right. I figured you'd be okay with paying down my debt.
Yeah.
But I think she's already ahead of herself. She writes, I'm a 32-year-old single female living in New York City for a year and a half.
My worst fear.
And that's your worst fear. I don't think that fear is going to come up.
My worst fear is ending up with a poor man. Yeah, like, and I have to give up my seat in first class.
I'm with you, girl. But I think it's easy to get down the road on these things. I think it's easy. I think, you know, we get these messages a lot and these emails a lot where it's like, and what if this happens down the road? And it's like, you have to trust yourself a little more than you're doing. You have to trust your own taste. Like,
right.
This is like, to me, this is like a first date thing. If you're on a first date with someone, like, people who have college debt usually bring up that they have college debt.
Not
like,
on a first date, but eventually,
Eventually it comes up like, oh, I got to pay my student loans. I got to pay my this. Right.
It comes up when you're planning like a trip, or it comes up totally. when you're moving in. It definitely comes up. But
the idea of someone hiding it until the last possible second to me is an outlier.
Right. Also, you can tell. I think, again, I don't think the number about the debt matters quite so much as, like, their plan, their action totally. Plan for paying it off. It's totally fine to have debt. It's totally, like, normal. So what, a huge percent of Americans have, like, student loan or whatever, credit card debt. Like, that's fine as long as you've got a plan. I think you can tell the kind of, it's more like figuring out if the person you're with is, like, a responsible person rather sure. than, like, do they have these issues? It's more because you're going to have a lot of issues coming up. It's more, how do I deal with my issues?
But this is also the idea of, like, you have to have personal responsibility. You go on dates mm-hmm. with someone and then they, you know, and you ignore the subtleties of someone else. You're ignoring, you know, having taste.
Right.
If you go on the first date and they go, let's split the tab. And you go, ugh, I don't like splitting the tab. It would have been nice if that guy brought me out. That's your standard. That's your taste. Yeah. It's okay to go, I'm not going to go on date two.
Right.
But if you go on day two on the way of going, while going, ugh, and he always makes me split, then you're ignoring your taste just to have the thing.
Right.
And a lot of guys fear that. Like,
that you're just kind of like going with it so that you can get your list checked off?
Just to get your boyfriend.
Right.
You're tasteless. And it's like, you know, this is back to like something we've talked about a lot, like the way guys date, like they're the CEO of the company. And mm-hmm. a lot of women date like they're applying to this job. And it's like, if you have that mentality of like, I don't want to work with someone, right. you're not trying to work for someone.
Right. I think at the same time, though, realizing that things that you think are huge deal breakers are not as bad as they might be. Totally. So someone who has $50,000 in debt, if they're dealing with it, that's not like the end of the world.
Not at all. But I think if that's what's holding her back from right, going out at night.
That's your biggest fear. The person with that isn't match for you.
And it's her basically saying, I don't trust myself to do the investigation, have the hard conversations that come up in a relationship. Right. Which you should trust yourself.
At what point do you do that? At what point did you do that?
I didn't really do that. Like, I...
You know, you have no sense of...
I really don't... I'm not sure of her name sometimes. No, I to me,
you're like, I just found out her birthday, so.
Like, well, here's the thing. Justin and I were talking about this the other day, where it's like, there are certain things that I can extrapolate out. Like, the way we eat at a restaurant together is very emblematic of how we think of money, spending, saving, all that.
Right.
The idea that I go, let's get these three appetizers and then we'll share a main course. And then she goes, well, I want these two appetizers and I want to get this main course. And then we come to a negotiation and the discussion of what that is. To me, we're on the same page with money at that point.
Right.
That we're all just sticking shit. Like growing up, my family was very much like, it wasn't like, wait till your birthday.
Right.
Wait till your Christmas. Wait till your Hanukkah.
Rich person problem.
Yeah. It's like, but this is how I grew up. I can't really,
right.
I can't experience life through another person's eyes.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up with 8 siblings. So sure. I grew up in a very different.
But this is my point.
But it's about finding someone who like looks at things the same, in a similar way that you do.
This is about puzzle pieces connecting. Like if we went out for dinner and you were like, well, I get what I get. And I was like, well, what about these three appetizers? We should try these. You go, well, no, I don't want. Maybe we're not
a match. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But I do take away from like, and I know someone's listening going, you're figuring this out through how you order Chinese? Like,
no,
yeah.
Well, it kind of, well, that's your first, it's kind of like, these are all like signals that tell you about the way that someone like likes to live their life and their values when it comes to money, which is a very important thing. I will give her that. Like, that's a huge thing. And I think that like, but there, it's more, yeah, it's more about the way that you look at money and the way that you spend it and the way that you save it. And I think you can find the first entryway into finding out that about someone is seeing the way they order at a restaurant.
Yeah, you might also,
seeing the way they live in their apartment.
Totally. You might be across from someone who's like, let's split. And you go, wow, it's so nice that this guy is so financially, thoughtful.
Right.
You know, and
they're all signals for you for like, all that other information.
Again, we live in this red flag deal breaker world. We play the game every episode. This is more like you have to always just assess a list. You have to assess, like, did I have more fun than the problems I had?
Right.
You know, did the bad feelings I have, were they kind of touchy-feely for me, or were they actual things that I don't want in a partner? And those are hard to do, but I think, like, when you get ahead and go, I will never date someone $50,000 in debt.
You're
limiting yourself. You're limiting, and not to say you're limiting yourself. And like someone could hear us say that and go, well, I have, you know, I don't want to have lower my standards. That's not a standard thing.
Right.
That's a trusting your instincts and trusting your own taste thing.
Yeah, and I think it's like there's the facts, and then there's like the way that people deal with them.
Yes.
So I think the way that people deal with them is such a bigger question than like whatever the facts are. So it's like the facts are maybe the person, and that can go for anything. It can go for this huge credit card debt. It can go for the person has anxiety, or the person has like a troubled past or something like that. The facts aren't less important than this is how I approach and deal with these facts about me, which aren't perfect.
I dated someone once that was in debt, had a lot of credit card debt, and they were like, and the way they handled it was also like kind of like just like you're saying, like it wasn't that they had the debt. It was that, well, they were holding it from people and also spending money in other places.
Right.
And, you know, at that point you go, there's a whole story there. It's not just the debt. It's why are you holding this information from people that you should be sharing it with? You know, like there's more to that story.
Right. It's about the way that they're approaching it, which is the bigger issue than the fact itself.
Absolutely.
You know that feeling when you're going on your first date with the person you've been seriously crushing on and realize you have absolutely nothing to wear? Maybe you find yourself wishing you had the perfect pair of jeans, the one you can fancy up, fancy down, and just look better every time you wear them. Well, that's why you need to check out Lee Denim. I love Lee Denim. I'm wearing them today in the office. I'm wearing their jeans. They also have this other pair that I have at home that I'm really excited to wear. It's like a little baggier, but it's still so comfortable, and yet it's still so flattering. I don't know how they do it. Every time you wash it, they also look even better. And I love that they flatter every body type. Denim trends come and go, but Lee is legendary for creating denim cuts that fit your body. Their denim gets better with age, and their classics fit into every look. Lee's denim jacket is the one to reach for without fail, a classic. The Rider jean jacket is the OG, what every other brand has copied for decades. Everyone is an icon in their own right, and Lee makes denim so people can own their style and feel good in their clothes. Their spring collection is here, so get the freshest looks and cuts before anyone else. You can find your Lee fits by visiting lee.com. That's lee.com to shop spring looks now. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/betches.
Let's do more emails. You ready?
Yes.
UUP at Betches.com, UUP at Betches.com. Hi, J&J. Feather for Jared. Love hearing you scream on Instagram every Monday. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Jordana, you're basically the sister I wish I had.
Wow. Tell that to my sisters. They may or may not agree.
DM them. Keeping this short, met a guy through mutual friends 4 weeks ago on a ski trip. Didn't get to talk to him much, but there was a mutual flirtation when we did. Got back to our hometown, saw him on Bumble, swiped right. We matched and exchanged numbers, have since texted for 3 weeks straight. He came out for my birthday last Saturday, but has never suggested meeting up one-on-one. This past Sunday, I took a shot and sent the text attached. Please decode why he didn't just take the out when I gave it. I'm aware it might come off a bit harsh, but this is 3 weeks of texting with zero plans, and we live 5 miles from each other, so it was a bit frustrated. For context, BSF is his church group. Okay, this is for the text.
Yeah.
Thanks for the weekly laughs. I rate, review, subscribe, and tell everyone, single or not, to listen. Thank you very much. Sincerely, shitter, get off the pot. So we're going to read the text messages.
Yes. So this is a church group thing. I think it was mentioned a few times. So okay. Remember that, audience.
Remember that. You be her and all I'll right. be him.
Any plans this week? This is Sunday night.
This is Sunday after 3 weeks of texting?
Yes.
Okay.
So she's like, all right, I'm making this happen.
Let's make it happen.
Right. Any plans this week?
I don't know. Going to the gun range, gym tomorrow, then to do my BSF homework, church group homework. Tuesday, gym and BSF homework. Wednesday, small group and gym. Thursday, BSF and gym. This guy's got a lot of church group shit to do.
And gym.
Yeah, and the gym.
Also, I never, usually when you're like, any plans this week, the person names like one.
Yeah,
like,
this is
they don't literally out like, oh, like, let me send you a PDF of my schedule.
This is him letting her know I am very busy. I am very church.
I wake up. I'm going to go to the bathroom when I wake up, and then I'll probably eat lunch, and then maybe dinner.
But this is a move.
Yeah, well,
this is a move to ward off. This is the equivalent to me of being in a cave and having a lit, you know, like a log lit on fire and going whoosh, 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 and keeping the bats away.
Okay.
So let me go back. Hold on, I'm not done with this BSF. Fucking scheduled. Thursday, BSF and gym. Friday, I might go to my parents to finish that wall thing if they buy the dirt to fill it in. You work tomorrow?
Yeah, I work tomorrow. You're a busy man.
Yeah, it's fucking Monday. What are you fucking thinking of?
Well, whatever. He's trying to... I would look at that like, oh, he's trying to like continue the conversation.
Yes,
he's not ending it. Yeah, I work tomorrow. You're a busy man. I was just trying to see if you were free to grab a drink this week at all. And then like some... What would you call that
the
smiley
smirk
face?
Emoji.
Smirk emoji.
Maybe Thursday or Friday if I don't go to my parents.
Hey, if it's not of interest, don't worry about it.
He writes, I'm down to have a drink. I just have to finish the BSF stuff. It takes me like an hour a day to do it. I can go Thursday, but I have to skip the lecture part of BSF, which I don't really mind half the time. I skip it anyways because it doesn't end till 9.
Okay. Sounds good. I have a work happy hour Thursday, but I'm down to meet up after.
Ha ha ha. You'll be sloshed.
Ha ha. Nah. It's a work event.
Work events are crazy.
LOL. I'm hosting it, so I have to be in my best behavior.
Nah, just better than everyone else, so just get them hammered. What?
I don't understand.
Nah, just better than everyone else.
He's like, you have to, I think he's, she's like, you have to be better behaved than everyone else.
So I have to be on my best. Oh, nah, you're just better.
And then get them. She's like, he's like, you don't have to. She's like, I have to be on my best behavior. And he's like, you just have to be on better behavior than everyone else.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. Nah, just better than everyone else. So just get them hammers. Okay, so get them drunker than you is his suggestion. Very romantic.
Yes. I have been known to be an unintentional enabler in that area once or twice, LOL.
Ha ha.
Okay, so that's Sunday. And then today is Thursday.
Okay. At 6:49 p.m., he sent this text. So they had a Thursday, not really a plan.
They had a Thursday, like, discussion about a plan.
If I'm her, before we get into what his Thursday text... You have to be a little bit of a nudge because that's not a plan. That's him for him to say, and I'm not taking his side, but I'm just saying if we want to like really look into this, I'm down to have a drink. I just have to finish the BSF stuff. It takes me like an hour to do. I can go Thursday, but I'll have to skip. Like he goes, but I'll have to skip the lecture part. Like at this point, he's blaming her for making him skip something. Like, I would just be like, okay, so where...
What time do you want to meet on Thursday?
She needs to send the text, where and when on Thursday, just let me know.
Right. Or she could say like, hey, you want to meet at 8 p.m. at Joe's whatever?
Whatever it is. Yeah. Good old Joe's.
At Joe's?
Joe's. Yeah. Joe's Bar. Joe's Bar and Grill. And BSF Grill. There was no...
Right.
I know
there's no specifics. But she's kind of like, okay, like I did my part. I, like, put it out there.
But I think I
can understand also on her end wanting to be like, okay, like, I really opened the door here. And, like, I don't want to do the whole thing. I really do want to just kind of, I want to, like, let him know that I'm interested.
Sure.
And then I don't want to, like...
I don't want to act like I'm forcing someone on the date.
I don't want to take this position of, like, I am, like, intensely, like, planning this thing, which I'm really just trying to show him that I'm interested.
Sure.
And, like, let him know so that I can see if he will... take the bait and actually like put something in motion.
Yeah.
So anyway, so he says on Thursday at
6:49 p.m. Hey, I totally forgot today was Thursday.
That might be the worst excuse I've ever heard.
And especially at 6:49.
It's Thursday?
Oh my God. The whole day? It's Thursday now?
Right.
Like, dude, this week has me all screwed up with having Monday off. Oh, and that's why he asked if she's working tomorrow. This must have happened over President's Day.
All good.
That's all she wrote. And I appreciate that. She wrote all good, right? That's it. So I'm not going to go to my parents tomorrow. So I'm down to hang out this weekend.
See, this is like the most annoying kind of guy.
Totally.
Because
I get it.
She's like, she's trying to make it happen without being super explicit, which I understand because like, I do think there's something to the theory of like, let him know, let him be interested, but don't seem so desperately trying to nail down dates and times because you want to feel like your self-worth is higher than that.
Yeah.
So then this guy keeps like showing like sort of half-assed attempts at showing that he's interested, but never really making a specific plan.
So I know exactly what's happening here. So all the listeners can be assured.
Tell us what's happening.
You're in good hands. Papa JT is here to nestle your lady balls.
Let's hear it.
Okay. And this guy, so knowing all the facts that we know, they go on a ski trip. They have mutual friends together. They get back. They match on the app. This guy, like, exists on a spectrum for everyone.
Right.
Okay. Women hate that.
Yes.
They want date or no date.
Yes.
This guy
deal
wants...
Deal or no deal.
Deal or no deal. This guy wants you at his greatest convenience. And he doesn't want to be a bad guy for doing it. Mm-hmm. So this happens to me a lot. I don't know if I've told this on the podcast before. I'll have people who I've known forever. Like people I grew up with, family, friends. And... when you do stand-up, when you do comedy, nobody really trusts that you're funny.
Right.
Like, they hear you. Like, if I said, yeah, I'm a comedian.
Because you're more likely to not be funny than to be funny.
Than to be funny.
Right.
Fine.
Okay.
So, family, friends, people who know me since birth, aren't going to go. They want to be as nice as possible. And that's what this guy's doing. He's being as nice as possible while trying to get his dick sucked. Okay? And I'm being totally serious. Okay. I don't mean to sound crude.
Okay. So you're saying he's probably going to text her at, you know, 10 p.m. on Friday or Saturday night.
I don't know if I'm he's going to do that, but he's already done it twice. The plans he made for Thursday were not plans. They were like, I'm available for you, but we'll see. Then he even forgets it's Thursday, then says, I'm not going to go to my parents tomorrow. At that point, I'm not going to my parents tomorrow. I am so sorry. 6 p.m. at this bar at this time is the appropriate rebuttal to all good. If he really felt bad and he really needed to get together with her.
Right.
But instead he says, I'm down to hang out this weekend. Again. Dude. I'm down to be there with you when it's most convenient for me.
Right.
I will get my dick sucked when it's good for me.
So what do you think is the best way to, like, handle these guys?
But there's no handle. Because here's the thing. And back to the...
Like, is it a block? Is it a...
No,
KK?
You're looking for two different things. I think you can't convince... That's the problem. The honest one gets fucked over. Because she's like, all I want to do is go get drinks and get to know you more. That's the honest
proposition
she's making.
Yeah.
I want to go out and get to know you more. No one can blame her for doing that. No, there's nothing wrong. He isn't being honest. If he was being honest, he'd go, I want to be fucked up and get my dick sucked next time I see you. But he can't say that.
Right.
So instead, he's playing along with her honesty until she goes so crazy that she thinks she's the crazy one, not him.
Right. And then she hooks up with him because she's like, okay, he set a plan-ish. Even like at this
point. I wouldn't even say they may never meet. I think it's more likely that they never meet than if she ends up
hooking
up. Well,
he showed up to her birthday.
Yeah. It was easy for him. There was nothing else to do that night.
Right.
But that's how he wants all of their interactions.
So clearly,
to be.
She wants to go on a date. This guy does not want to go on a date.
No.
What would you say in response to that if you were her?
I would say, hey, I'm looking for two. It's pretty obvious to me that we're looking for two different things. I'm looking to go on dates and get to know someone, and you're being a little too casual for me. So I appreciate that we matched and all this stuff. No harm, no foul. Good luck with everything. That's all you say. Because he's never going to stop doing this.
Right.
And I think he's never going to.
But I think the move even beyond that, because like I feel like you could say that and a guy will come back.
Sure. But then you're done answering after you say that.
Right. Well, that's the hardest part. It's kind of easy to say that and then not and making sure that you don't fall for whatever bullshit excuse the guy is going to come back with. Because that's really like that always whenever you try to do that, the guys will always be like, no, like I'm totally down to hang out.
Yeah, down to hang out in a very casual way, and I'm looking for something a little more serious.
Right.
And what women do is they start apologizing for looking for something more serious when they don't have to do that. Because they'll go, well, I'm not. They're so obsessed with all these women are looking to get married. No, that's not what you're saying. I just want someone to make a plan for a date.
Right. And that's your standard.
And that's
so
your standard.
If there's not meeting that, you can say that. And you can say.
That doesn't mean you're looking to get married. That doesn't mean.
In a non-angry way.
Totally. It's not personal. This is business. This is about blowing loads.
Right. And the best part about saying that is now you've, deal or no deal, you've labeled it no deal.
No deal.
You've labeled it no deal. You don't have to wait for the guy to label it deal or no. Because this guy is refusing to label it deal or no deal. So what you can do is take the situation into your own hands
and say,
I'm closing the door on this.
Yes.
No deal.
No deal. Hey, you're looking for something different than me. I'd like to go on a date with a guy that's planning a date for me. That's okay to say.
Right.
That's okay to want. That's okay to admit to. That's vulnerable.
Yes.
I mean, the comedy thing that happens to me, and the reason I understand this, is because I'll have family friends that'll go, oh, I want to go to a show. When's your next show? That's what they'll say. When's your next show? And I'll go, I do shows every night. And they'll go, well, when can I come?
Any night.
Any night. And then what happens sometimes, and the reason I see so eye to eye with her is I'll go, especially like I'm coming to Boston. We talked about Boston. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of family friends in Boston, okay? When's the next show in Boston? what did I say? March 19th through 21st. And then, so I'll give an answer.
Right.
Just like her. I'm free Thursday.
Yeah.
And they'll come back to me and go, well, let me know. I'm not sure. And now I'm not sure. It's like, how am I now in the position to beg you?
Right.
And,
yeah.
And they turn it on you because,
it's annoying.
Again, I'm being honest. They're being dishonest. Right.
You're like, pursue my comedy. And they're like, I'm going to see if I feel like it in that moment.
I'm being honest,
but I'm
going
to make it feel like I'm making an effort.
Exactly. They're right. saying, I want to be nice to you. That's their goal.
Mm.
My goal is to do comedy.
Right.
So
to get them to your show.
Or anybody. Sure. I don't care if they come.
Anyone
to my show. And the differentiation becomes they look like dickheads because we have two different goals. Just right. like him and this girl. His goal is to get blown without ever being responsible for you. Her goal is to meet this guy and get to know him.
Yes, different
and
goals.
When you when you're dishonest about your goals, that's when you start getting mad and take it personally. It's not personally. For him, it's about blowing loads, and for you, it's about fucking meeting a new guy.
Yeah. No deal.
No deal. Let's play some games. Yeah. UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com. Let's do this one.
All right. Red flag or deal breaker. Has the same first name as your most recent ex.
I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with it, too. I actually feel like if you have a type... I find that I've seen this with my friends. They tend to date people who were like born around the same time of year and have a similar name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I think it's kind of like sort of, I don't think it's like an exact science, but I think it's kind of like you have a type and like you're bound to date someone similar because like all Matts are kind of similar.
Yeah. You're just a Matt girl.
I mean, like, it's kind of, you know what I mean?
Or
if you're dating someone with, like, very distinctive names, like, that says that sometimes will say a little bit about their personality.
Sure. I mean, I always have this thing where people are like, oh, Jared, Jewish guy from the Northeast, Jared. I'm like, I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't know that was a thing either.
You can invent whatever thing you want to invent.
Jared from Subway.
That's who I want to be putting the headlines with. The guy who's in jail right now. I understand, like... It's easy to look for themes, mm-hmm. you know, like, and, you know, if I did, I think when you are so bent up of just hearing the name of an ex, you have an issue, not the person. You know, like, you're, for, like, as if it's Haman.
Right.
Like, you're like, Haman, no, like, Voldemort, no! Like, then you have to, if you're that fucked up by a name, you gotta go, you're not done with the relationship, you're not being over it.
Especially if it's like most names that it's gonna happen with are relatively common. I mean, if you're dating someone named Seal twice,
oh my god,
maybe
Seal
that's
again?
maybe that's a little bit more weird, but also, like, again, if you're over it.
If I was on a date with a girl and she kept going, ugh, my ex had the same name as you, I would get annoyed. If she kept saying to me, ugh, I don't know what I'm gonna do,
it would
can I call you Jay instead, I'd be like, well, you can call your therapist because it sounds like you need to speak to them.
It would show that you weren't over it, that you weren't in the moment, that you were like still hung up on something. I think I'm fine with that.
Totally. Things are going great, but it comes up in conversation before you met. He or she was blocked from using Bumble. That would be me.
You were blocked?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I kept putting up back when I would do the Bumble conversations.
Oh, they blocked you.
I had someone complain and I got blocked from Bumble.
Did you use real names?
No, I would cross out everything. I think someone complained about my response to them.
Okay, so I guess
I got put on the bench. So if someone was blocked from the app.
I mean, you were blocked. So I was you blocked. Would have to say, I don't think you could say
I
that.
Think there could be such a thing as like a reformed dickhead.
Okay.
You know? Like, I mean,
would
I
you
never...
do that now? I mean, obviously you're in a relationship, but like if you were single, would you still do the conversations?
I'd probably still have fun with it. I would do it when I were, but I never, my conversations on Bumble the were never meant to, like, I was always the loser in them.
Right.
Like, if you go back and read them on my Instagram, they're way back now, but like, it was always some sad thing about me.
Okay.
It was never like but the whole premise of the Bumble conversations was they had to say hi first, so it was a girl being like, hi, and I'd be like, every day is worse than last. Like, that was the whole premise. Right. It's more about she was you. Just like here to have fun. Right. And I was the sad loser.
She was probably so excited about you answering back. And then she's like, oh, this guy's just fucking with
me. Well, sometimes girls would like it. Like, they'd be like, oh, this is so different and funny. And then they would do their response back to the response. But, I mean, if I met a girl that was blocked on Bumble, I'd be like, what happened?
She's doing the same thing as you.
I would be more mad that she was doing the thing I did better. I would be more mad that she hacked my bit.
I would definitely have to know why.
Sure.
Why you were blocked.
Like, if it was my situation, I was just kind of fucking with people.
I think it would be a little bit of a turn off for me, because I'd be like, oh, you're not like serious about really dating.
Yeah, you're not on this app.
You probably weren't at the time.
I was. It wasn't based on the person. It was more based on like, could I turn it into something funny? But if I got it, I guess I wasn't. I don't know. If I'm being totally honest, I guess I wasn't being totally serious.
I think I'd be like, oh, I'm kind of looking for someone who takes this thing a little more seriously.
Sure. Yeah, I get that.
She's fine.
Let's do one more.
All right. Your significant other always sits on public toilets, never uses the paper covers.
I'm so okay with this. It doesn't matter. Like,
well, here's my question. How do you find this out? You guys are sharing one?
You have a real germ issue if this is something you need to know about your partner.
Right. And there's also like, there's just no way you'd know. Like, you're into a public toilet with them while they're going to the bathroom.
I use public bathrooms a lot.
Okay.
I never have covered the seat. I always plop myself down.
Okay.
No issue. I'm not sitting here with a bunch of ass prop. You know,
what if
like,
it's like a porta potty?
Plop myself down.
No paper.
Okay. I don't really. I think stressing out about the germs makes you more susceptible to the germs. That's my scientific.
Okay. Like, I think Dr. Freed.
I think people who like think about these things too much always seem to be sick. And the people who don't think of these things at all seem to never be sick.
That's very funny.
That's kind of my thought process on this whole thing. What if you found out that your guy, even when he pees?
He sits?
He sits.
Oh, that one.
Have we done that one?
Yeah, we did. I think he sits when he pees. You know, what you do in the privacy of your own bathroom stall isn't really my business.
Mm.
Unless there's something weird going on with your ass and it affects me.
Sure. Like,
fungal infection. You're consistently getting like fungal infections on your butt.
And you do nothing to take care of it. Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, maybe stop.
Sitting
so I don't have to be grossed out sleeping next to you.
I mean, to date me is like a horror show for anyone that doesn't like toilet talk.
I mean, right.
Because I like.
I was going to say, even without the end of it, I'm saying like circling it back to the beginning of the episode. To date me was
a horror
just
show.
Dating you is just like sitting in coach, watching someone in first class.
Clinking champagne.
Who doesn't even put a paper down in a public toilet seat.
That's.
It's a horror
I'm
show.
I'm painting quite a picture here on this podcast.
Life with Jared.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's our episode. We did it again.
What a fun one.
We did it.
Yes.
Fun. Jordana, thank you again.
Always a
pleasure to be here at the Betches Mansion with you.
Betches Mansion, I like that.
Yeah, if you're in Boston, jaredfreed.com, get those tickies. Jordana, you got a ship? Are we still...
We're still on ship. It's good.
Yeah.
Download it.
Life is good.
Exciting things coming.
Very
exciting. Yes.
We'll be back next episode. Boom.
Bye. You Up is hosted by Jared Freed.
And Jordana Abraham. Our editor is Sean Kilby.
Social media by Abby Lloyd. Artwork by Brittany Levine.
Our podcast managers are Mike Coscarelli and Sean Kilby. Be sure to follow us at UUPpod on Instagram and email your questions to UUP@betches.com. Thank you to our sponsor, Netflix. Bridgerton is back. And dearest gentle readers, you will not want to miss this chapter. Longtime friends Colin Bridgerton and Penelope Featherington find themselves in quite the precarious situation. The wallflower is ready to bloom, but she needs Colin's help to find a marriage match. Will these friends defy expectations to find true love? And will Penelope's secret identity as Lady Whistledown destroy any chance she may have at love? You shall have to watch and see. Watch part one of Bridgerton, only on Netflix, May 16th. Betches.